Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to Talkin' Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. I'm Becky Streepy.
And I'm David Streepy. This week on the show, we will talk about Good Foods Pickle Dip, and we'll try the non-dairy mango Yoplait Wii.
Oui.
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 Oui, monsieur.
How are you?
I am good.
Yeah?
Here's a coin.
Let's talk about it. You've been skating like every night for the past week.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen you hardly at all.
It's spooky season.
I don't know what that has to do with.
Well, there's a lot of special Halloween skate going on, and it's really hard to miss them because I love Halloween. It's my favorite holiday.
All right. I don't think that's true, first of all. I think that you have said that about other holidays. I almost call them holidays.
Holidays? Yeah. No, Halloween's my favorite because you get to be spooky-ooky, but it doesn't have to be scary. It can be fun. And funny and cute. And also I love it because there's very little expected of me. All I have to do is the costume and I enjoy it.
Now, this comes on the heels of you being very stressed out about this costume.
I was.
Very stressed out about my comments about the costume.
Very intensely.
Very stressed out about your costume. Very stressed out about the Halloween subject matter of the last episode. So I just feel like you're scrapbooking your memory.
I might be, but it's still my favorite. I just love it.
Now, you like it more than Christmas.
Yeah, for sure.
Why?
I like the costumes and I like the events more. It's fun.
You like it more than Valentine's Day.
Yes, because it's a month long, really. Halloween starts on October 1st. We all know that.
If you ask me, every day is Valentine's Day around here.
That's true, too.
So, I don't know. It doesn't seem that way because that's... you like it more than your birthday.
Yes, because I don't have to figure out what I want to do. It's all happening around you.
No, you have decided what you want to do. That's why you've been skating the past 7 nights.
Yeah, but...
You've moved heaven and earth to make that happen.
But these have been... events planned around Halloween. And this morning, there was a spooky ooky skate on the Silver Comet Trail, which is actually a biking trail, but fun to skate on. I'd never skated it. It was like beautiful fall vibes through the forest. There was this one bridge that was breathtaking, and I thought I took a video of it to share on Instagram. But what the video ended up being of was me putting my phone back in my pocket. So sorry about that. But it's been so much fun to like get in costume and skate around town. It's been really fun and I love it. I love it a lot.
Well, I'm glad.
Thanks. How are you?
I feel like this chases away viewers, listeners.
They don't like the skating content.
I don't know. Guys, do you like the skating contest? Do you like the skating contest?
It's a contest now. Who's doing
it? Kind of is a contest to who's a better podcaster. And we both lose.
Correct.
To everybody else. Anybody else with a mic and a computer. You don't even need a computer anymore. You just do it on your phone.
Hey, Dave, how are you feeling? A little grumpy?
I know. No, I'm not. I'm actually having a great day and a great weekend.
Yeah.
And you can't knock me off, even though you're trying to.
Tell me about
I'm
your
great... I'm sorry that I'm being candid with my thoughts. I'm not telling you yet. You're trying to change the subject.
Yes.
Yes. What was I saying? Oh, we lose listeners when we talk about skating.
I disagree.
Well, you don't know.
I don't know.
You have no metrics.
Zero.
Have you gotten any skating feedback from your pod?
I have. Some people like the skating content.
Are they the other skaters that you skate with?
I don't think any of my skating friends listen to this podcast. Okay.
None of our friends listen to this podcast.
That's not true. Friend of the
I
show.
I wouldn't listen to my
friend
friend's
of
podcasts.
The show, Chris, live texted with me this morning his thoughts on the podcast. I got live feedback. Would you like to hear it?
No. Do I want to hear it? Exactly. All right, let's hear it.
Okay, he says.
Dave doesn't know anything about Saul.
No. Shoot, I don't have the context for this, but it was basically like, it's funny to hear how Dave annoys you sometimes on the podcast.
Why did you think I wouldn't like that?
He said you can hear it. Here, he sent a clip. I'm going to try to play it, y'all. Let's see how this goes. No.
No.
Mm. That he's commented on that I do that when I'm annoyed. He also asks if you've considered a law school as for your second act. He says it's important for everyone to understand the distinction that you got the candy alone.
It's true.
I said, yeah, he was like a dog with a bone with that one. And oh my God. LOL'd. He said... And then he said, this is how I imagine you leaving the podcast room. And it's a gif of Michael Cera just collapsing to the ground.
Well, I'm the only thing keeping this podcast from
being... Then he says, wow. He's just asking questions.
I'm the only one keeping this podcast from being a skating podcast.
That's true.
Is not about skating. It's just really the same skating story, maybe with a different location.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave.
I think this might be it.
How's your great week?
I think it's over.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's the it.
Oh, well, thank you. Wait, we did that joke last week.
Yeah, we did do that.
Yeah. How's your weekend been? Tell me the highlight of your weekend. The highlights.
Sorry to sound like a dog with a bone here. But I think we should acknowledge the fact that we don't have anything new to talk about week in and week out. I think that's a problem. Some would say, if you don't have anything to say, just shorten that old, is it an adage or an adage?
I think adage, but I might be wrong.
Adage?
Adage?
A deal?
Gosh, there's a deal. It's probably
that.
I do.
Remember
that old chestnut? Yep.
Look, I think I get more annoyed with you than you get with me on this podcast, first of all. Excuse me?
I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Tell me about it.
I am telling. That's 60% of each episode.
Yeah.
So.
Dave's just sick of me.
I'm not. I'm not.
He has had it, everyone.
Hey, I'm the one lobbying for more time together. Right?
Yes.
And you're the one rejecting it.
There's just so much skating to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Yesterday I went and got a massage and I went and sipped my coffee and then we went to a tasting at Soberish.
Mm-hmm.
Then did we go out to lunch? No, we came back here and made Halloween costumes.
Yeah, we did.
It was just a nice time. And then you came in with your head behind your hands and you said, people are getting together skating later. This was a night that we had planned.
Yes.
As a special us night.
Yes.
And you said, I'll totally be back.
I was.
You were, but you were tired.
No, I wasn't.
You were.
I got back. You were not here. I got back at like 6.
I'm sorry I took our son out to dinner.
It was so nice. But I got back at 6:30. No, 7. I got back at 7.
Okay.
I came back early because I wanted to party with you. And then nobody was here. Okay. So I showered.
Okay.
And then I was like, oh, they're probably at dinner. So I ate.
Yeah.
And then
I brought the kid back and showered. And then...
We spent the evening together as planned.
We did the same, like, end of the day, watch a TV show that we always do.
Did you have other plans for us yesterday?
Yes.
Oh.
I thought we were going to watch more TV together. You laugh, but one of the joys of our relationship is binging out on long shows.
It's like true.
Long run, many episodes of shows and getting all crusted out together.
It's true.
And eating snacks that are bad for us and looking like shit.
It's true. That is like a cornerstone of our relationship, and so I love it.
When I talk about how we don't do it. We don't do it. We watch one episode.
We watched two.
Oh, no, we did not.
Yes, we did.
Oh, no, we didn't.
We watched Our Flag Means Death.
Nah, that was Friday, bro.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we watched less than we normally do.
No, we watched.
We watched. Well, hold on. We're not in talking toe views yet.
Sorry, we'll get there.
Yeah.
Well, let's just
we watched one episode of it.
Okay.
And then you went to bed.
No, we watched two.
I promise you so hard that we only watched one. I promise you so hard that we only watched one. And then you went to bed, and your whole argument was it's 11:15. That was 100% of the argument, was that it's 11:15.
It was 11:30.
It was 11:30 by the time I gave up.
Oh.
I lobbied hard.
It was late.
Looked at the episode description for the next episode. Said, we could watch something funny. We started throwing out alternates. Begging you to stay up just a little bit longer.
I'm sorry.
But you had to get up early this morning because you were going on another skate.
Well, that was a spooky Yuki.
So, of course, yes.
Magical.
Message received that it was something that you wanted to do. I'm just saying. Look, I'm not even just asking questions because I know the answers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying
yeah,
that I'd like to spend a little bit more time together.
Okay, let's do it.
Well, we always land here.
Yeah.
How are we gonna chisel out a little bit more time together?
We're gonna do it.
Are you gonna stay up later?
Yes.
On the reg?
Yes.
Yeah?
I'm committing.
Wow. Is that gonna turn into commentary during the day about how tired you are because you stayed up late?
Look, you can't have it all.
I want it all, though. Oh, woe is me. Woe is me.
Lights, camera, action. It's Talking Toe View.
All right, we're talking about it now. Now we can talk about it.
Now we can talk about it.
Now we can talk about it. What do you want to talk about?
We started Yellow Jackets. Oh, no. Mm-mm.
You started talking about Our Flag Means Death.
Oh, yeah. We finished. Yeah. Our Flag Means Death. I'm devastated because I was saying to Dave in the middle of the episode, I think this is my favorite show right now. And he said, that's a real bummer because this is the finale.
Yeah. You're not in the biz like me, so you don't know when shows are finales.
There were only 8 episodes. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's just such a beautiful, sweet, wonderful, funny. It's a perfect show.
Who's your favorite character on the show?
My favorite character on the show. I think it's Blackbeard.
Really?
I enjoy his arc. I don't know, my favorite. I really like, who's the pirate queen from this season?
Jane.
Mm-hmm. I love her. I feel like her delivery is incredible.
She's your favorite?
I don't know. It's so hard. I don't know anyone's names. And then who's the guy who got involved with her?
I don't know his name.
Yeah. I love him too. And I love the first mate and his relationship. I don't know anyone's names. Lucian is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I can pick a favorite. Okay. They're all my children. I love them all.
Well, you know, it doesn't matter. Who, Blackbeard came to mind first.
Yeah, I enjoy his arc because it's very up and down. It's very like him finding himself and figuring things out. And I feel like that's fun to watch. And I love his accent.
He's pretty easy on the eyes too. It's okay to acknowledge.
I mean, yes, also that.
He's a hunk.
Yeah.
Taika Waititi is a bona fide hunk.
Mm-hmm.
Passes all certification.
Doesn't hurt.
Has
doesn't
all
hurt.
The stamps.
Yeah.
On his packaging.
And the accent.
And the accent, yes.
Yeah. I'm not going to do the accent again because I can't do it really. Yeah.
Just a hunk.
Mm-hmm. And he goes through an incredible journey.
Sure.
Yeah. It's neat seeing him go from very scary to like very sweet and tender.
Yeah.
And just that, like figuring that all out.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite character?
Oh, thanks for asking. Thanks so much for asking.
You're welcome.
Pause almost gave birth. My favorite is Steed. My favorite is Steed.
Steed.
He's got a heart of gold. Assumes positive intent.
He is like a very unique pirate.
He loves all of them into being who they are.
Yeah.
Izzy included, who is my second favorite.
Oh, Izzy is great.
Yeah.
Gosh, if you're not watching Our Flag Means Death, what are you even doing with your free time?
Maybe you're watching Yellow Jackets.
Maybe you are.
Which we just started, but we're like 3 years late on.
Yeah, and we are 3 episodes in on.
No, we're 2 episodes in on. We would have been 3.
Are you sure we're not 3? I really feel like we watched 2 episodes last night. Because I went to bed feeling proud of myself for staying up to watch 2 episodes.
Glad and to hanging to out with find me out, feels like forever.
Well, no, I'm proud of myself for staying up. I was enjoying myself, but I get sleepy.
Oh, yeah. We're next episode is episode 3.
Wow. I thought we had watched 3.
I'll tell you what I watched to cleanse my palate after watching... We'll go back to Yellow Jackets in a minute, but it reminded me when I pulled up Paramount. I cleansed my palate after watching 9 Saw movies. Is Zodiac, the David Fincher movie from 2007. And I got to say, I was a big fan of the Zodiac book that Robert Graysmith wrote when I was in middle school, which was probably too early to read it, but it was in my school library. I think it's very cool that a school library would have a book about the Zodiac in it.
It is cool.
I don't know if it's appropriate, but inappropriate books should be in libraries, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want the option.
Yeah. Anyway, I read that book to pieces. So when the movie came out, I was over the moon that they made a Zodiac movie that was faithful to the book and was actually good. But my OMG, they made a Zodiac movie and it's actually good vibe kept me from seeing just what a flawless movie it is. And so watching it this time around, I really appreciated just what a just airtight, amazing movie it is. Not a single wasted scene, bit of dialogue. It's a great period piece. It's got great music. Every actor under the sun is in it. It's like Oppenheimer like that. It's just so, so good.
So I just want to circle back because what I'm hearing you say is that you cleansed your palate from watching all these horror movies.
Yes.
By watching a documentary about a serial
killer.
Not
a documentary.
No. Go on.
It's not a documentary.
Right. But I guess, okay. But you watched.
You've seen this movie.
But it's a.
It's a another period piece.
About a murderer. Was your palate cleanser? Is that what you did? That's what I'm hearing.
I wanted to stay in spooky mode. Yes.
Okay. I was just checking.
It was a palate cleanser. I don't think that I was unclear about how unpleasant watching the Saw movies was for me.
No, you were very clear.
And so I wanted to watch something that was spooky that didn't just flip those unpleasant switches for me.
I see. Kind of dial it down.
A good movie, which you have seen.
Okay.
I think the thing that I love about Zodiac is that the movie is about the people who their lives are consumed with the hunt for Zodiac, not about Zodiac himself.
Okay.
Zodiac's in it. Like, and all the stuff happens as it's described in Robert Graysmith's book, who Jake Gyllenhaal plays in the movie, but it's about how there are ways to lose your life to a serial killer that aren't being murdered by him.
That is a pretty interesting perspective.
And all of their lives kind of deteriorate because of their obsession. And it's not even like an ill-placed obsession. They want to catch this killer who is killing people.
Yeah.
So it's not even like they're addicted. Like, they are addicted to it, but they are trying to do the right thing. They're trying to do a good thing, and they cannot walk away from it.
Yeah.
And it takes a toll on their personal life. It takes a toll on their health. But, and it's just again, like all through this vein of somebody who really wants to accurately lay out what happened, what actually happened, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I think the drama that each one of them goes through is probably true, but embellished or scripted differently. But like the letters that Zodiac wrote are word for word. The ciphers are all in there, like exactly as they were written, like all that stuff. So just fascinating.
That is fascinating.
Yeah.
Nice.
Is that okay?
I approved, stamped.
Okay. So then to cleanse the palate from that, we started Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, very palate cleansing.
Which I'm interested to get your take on it because this is yellow zone gore for me.
Yeah, it is gory. I cover my eyes and avert my eyes a little bit during parts, but I am enjoying I like how it flashes back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the characters a lot. So I'm kind of like, and the story is so good. So to me, I don't love gore. And I don't love scary stuff,
mm-hmm.
especially when it's happening to kids. Mm. These are older kids.
These are teens.
Yeah. And
in medieval times, these would be like the governors.
Well, and they got everything
right. Well,
no, they're
right. Women. But
right. Yeah, no. They would just be wives.
The one guy would be
a governor.
The king. Yeah.
Yeah. So all of that said, like sometimes I can put those feelings aside. Mm. Or like check out a little bit during those bits to enjoy if the overall show is good enough. And so far, Yellow Jackets has hooked me with I like the flashback portions. It's the 90s, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I've been enjoying that because I'm a child of the 90s.
Yeah.
And just the story is really great. And I do enjoy a good what is happening story.
Yeah.
And trying to figure out what's going on and all the little twists and turns in that.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying that part of it.
I like the, not just what is happening, but I think this show does a good job of something clearly has happened between the flashback and the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Not and just on the, not just during the aftermath of the crash, but like
the characters in the present day are reacting to something that you haven't seen yet.
Yeah,
and you're left wondering what that is, and you see these kids' relationships and the dynamics between like people teaming up and stuff like that in
yeah.
kid mode, and that's not tracking one to one with what adult versions of them are buddied up with.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're left wondering kind of
what went down.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Like what is making this person react so strongly to this person that we haven't seen yet?
I also feel though like there's something that happened. I think a lot happened during the time that they were stranded.
Right.
But then I also think that between the time that they were rescued and now some other shit went down and because of just, I don't know, just some, my memory is not great, but some things that have been said like kind of offhand make me think that there was some post-disaster stuff too that we're going to
maybe
find out about.
I think there was somebody, and again, we're only two episodes in, but two of the grown-ups were having a conversation and it seemed like the idea that somebody might have talked would have been unthinkable or like really crossing a line.
Yeah.
To the point where it was like not out of the realm of possibility, but it was, they didn't really think that that had happened, you know?
Yeah.
They were like, it's really unlikely that it's that. So what else could it be?
Right.
Know?
Yeah. So I'm anyway, enjoying it.
I want to watch it. I want to watch more. We'll watch more.
We'll watch more.
You're watching Angel.
Still watching Angel.
Yeah, I heard a baby crying in the other room. Is that the werewolf baby that's in the vampire's belly?
Well, no longer in the vampire's.
Well, of course.
Correct. Yes, it's Darla's baby.
Okay. And the name of the baby is?
Connor.
Really? So you have a werewolf baby. And you're like, you know what? That's a Connor.
I forget who named him. Somebody named him, and I feel like it was kind of, I'm like medium watching Angel a little bit, like.
And by, let's, unpack that a little bit. You're medium watching Angel all the time.
Yeah. It's like a really nice to have on in the background while I'm playing puzzle games on my phone.
Well,
yeah.
I'll tell you something. This is a declaration that I have been meaning to make for over a day at this point. Oh. I'm just going to make it live right now on the pod.
Yeah.
Is that I'm making a gesture. What gesture?
He's doing a cutting of ties gesture. Are you done with Buffy?
No. No. Don't worry.
Are you sick of the theme song? Is this what this means?
I'm cutting our tether.
Uh-huh.
To Below Deck. We will never get current on Below Deck together the way that we watch television. This is not an indictment on our limited time together. This is more, there's always something more important on our list.
Mm-hmm.
So I have made the decision unilaterally
mm-hmm.
to just keep watching Below Deck, whether you're with me or not.
I'm fine
with
that.
And if that means that you get into a Below Deck phase and you shoot way past me, or I get into a Below Deck phase and I shoot way past you, it's fine.
Yeah.
We can spoil each other on Below Deck.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's okay.
It is.
I think it still is something that you would want to watch if I were to be like, Kate loses a leg. You know? She doesn't.
But she could.
She could.
We don't know.
I got to get like to modern day on Below Deck.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for you.
Yeah, there's so much. There's so much Below Deck. Below Deck is for the uninitiated. Okay, forget
Everybody
it.
Everybody does.
Forget it.
It's like the most popular show on TV.
Yeah.
It really, like, I'm serious.
Yeah,
there's
that's
like
why
wrestling
and
Below Deck.
Yeah, that's why there's 300 of them.
Yeah, and Vanderpump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else you're watching?
No.
No, it's just Angel.
This is Talking Toe News.
Welcome to Talkin' Toe News. This is a segment of the podcast where I pluck a headline from the world of vegan food and talk about it. And this week's headline is from Vegconomist. Vegconomist? Vegconomist. The Vegan Business Magazine. Vegconomist.com. And this article is from October 23rd, 2023. No author cited. Well, let me get to the bottom just to make sure. Okay. Wagamama launches vegan K-Dogs, hot pots, and more as part of new Korean menu. Now, Wagamama, eagle-eared listeners of the podcast might remember a less than enthusiastic experience that we had at the U.S. Wagamama in Atlanta, but also that we really loved the U.K. one.
The U.K. one is just, I still think about it sometimes, just like in a quiet moment.
Well, if we could just hold our comments.
Oh,
the end of the article.
Sorry.
Again, Talking Tony's rules every week.
So sorry.
There is a reaction portion at the end of the article.
I'm so, so sorry, everybody.
You might be in too big a rush to make use of that comment section today. And that might be why you're peppering your little seasoning throughout the story. But let's get there, you know?
Yeah.
Asian-inspired restaurant chain Wagamama has launched a new Korean menu in the UK featuring a variety of plant-based options. The first new addition is vegan K-Dogs, previously trialed at the chain's experimental noodle lab in London, a place that we went.
Yum.
The side dish consists of plant-based corn dogs coated in a noodle crumb and topped with sriracha and vegan turmeric mango. Mayo, not mango.
Ugh.
I was too hung up on whether I was saying turmeric correctly.
You did.
Thank you. Other new vegan sides include king oyster mushroom skewers and roti plus raisu katsu. The latter is an Asian flatbread with a sauce that combines katsu and raisu kare flavors. New to the big plates menu is the tofu hot pot featuring tofu. No, tteokbokki, tteokbokki, spicy rice cakes. And vegetables in a Korean-inspired broth. Another new addition is the silken tofu gochujang rice bowl, which combines vegetable slaw and silken tofu with spicy gochujang sauce on a bed of sticky rice.
That sounds incredible. Oh, sorry.
Wagamama is one of the UK's most vegan-friendly major restaurant chains, having made its menu 50% plant-based in 2021 to help combat climate change. Since then, the chain has continued to expand its range of vegan dishes, launching a meatless version of its popular curry lo mein at the beginning of this year. The dish features udon noodles and a spicy coconut broth with plant-based teriyaki chicken. While the Kare Lo Min was initially marketed as a limited edition option for Veganuary, it appears to have become a permanent menu item. The article goes on, but you got to give Vegconomist the click if you want to hear more. Becky, this is the point at which I invite you to react to the news that I have just read to you.
I've pulled up Wagamama's Atlanta menu, and it is just as the same. It's the same as before. And I got to say, Wagamama, U.S. edition. Step it up. I want to eat all that stuff.
Yeah.
I want to eat all that stuff. I don't want to have to go to the UK to eat all that stuff.
I got to say, K-Dogs, having a moment.
Yeah.
Having a moment. More to come, eagle-eared listeners.
That's right.
K-Dogs. More to come.
This is Talking Toe News.
And speaking of more to come, there is more unbeatable content to come right after these ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome back to Talking Tofu. Let's eat some pickle dip. Actually, we already ate the pickle dip. Always do this.
Yes.
Let's talk about it, though.
All right.
I came home from just a random day in the world with like five dips.
So many dips.
I was out in the world and I thought to myself, we don't have any dips at home.
Yeah.
That was wrong because we're bad. We're bad dip people. We get dips. We love them. And then we act like they're not in there.
I know. Why do we do that? It's so strange.
But when we get them and love them, I would dip like that for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
But then we don't. We stop.
We stop. It's so bizarre.
Yeah. And so the dips just pile up.
Mm-hmm.
But I have enough of a disorder to where I'll be removed from the refrigerator out in the world and I'll act as if there are no dips.
Yeah.
Like right now,
mm-hmm.
we got a carrot hummus that neither of us will ever eat.
I think it's open.
Yeah. It was the deep dip.
Yeah.
Deep dip.
That thing's no good anymore.
No.
No.
You know that you can.
Me?
You can take them out too, right?
I don't know what you mean.
Once a month. Just about.
Yeah.
You come into the kitchen when I have had it. And 60% of the kitchen content are out on the table.
Yeah, because everything's gone bad.
And I'm just rinsing them out and pouring them down the sink.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I do it too. I don't do it in one grand sweep. I pull like one or two items out as I'm moving along.
So
anyway.
Well, no, let's stay there for a second.
Yes, let's.
We have a bit of a
David Streepy Esquire wants to explore this.
We have a situation in the fridge right now.
Yeah.
And it's been going on for a couple of months. This is a relatively new development. So I don't know if there's a Twilight Years thing or what.
But Twilight Years.
Because of our overfilling of the refrigerator, which I am confessing as much guilt towards as you.
Mm-hmm.
I may be more involved with the solution that you are, but we are equal parts the problem.
Mm-hmm.
One of us sees setting something half on the shelf as an acceptable just default state for jars and glasses and containers.
I do that.
And I probably at least twice a week, I'll open the refrigerator and I will see a glass jar dangling off of the edge of the one of the refrigerator shelves. And I'll take a picture of it. And I'll send you the picture of it.
Yeah.
Yesterday, it was my Luxardo cherries.
Oh my God.
My expensive Luxardo cherries, half off of the shelf. And I don't want to widen the indictment.
Yeah.
But this is your closed door mentality.
Yeah.
In several instances. This is a cabinet mentality.
Oh yeah.
It's a pantry mentality.
Mm-hmm.
It's a closet mentality.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a drawer mentality, but not as much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. This is the part where you're invited to react.
Oh, okay. I never know when it's my turn to chime in. Yes, this is a true thing about me. And I'm sorry, and I'll try to do better.
It really, like, your closet is your closet, except the door fell off of it.
Yes.
Maybe because the closet was too full.
No, that is not why the door fell off, because the doors are falling off all the closets.
Not mine. I'm the only closet in the house.
Mine had heavy. We were hanging the laundry bags from mine. They were heavy.
What's hanging from mine right now?
Nothing.
A laundry bag.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, well, I don't know then.
Yeah. I had laundry bags on both. And then we stopped using those laundry bags for daily laundry use.
Yeah. They weren't working out.
They weren't working out. Anyway, I brought home some new dips.
Yeah, you did, including this one.
Including this one. And I got to say, this dip changed my life.
Oh my God, it's so good, y'all.
Tell us about it.
Well, I first wanted to say that good foods in general, I enjoy their dips. They have a buffalo dip that I like so much that I tried to emulate it at home. And I made my own buffalo dip, which isn't exactly the same as theirs, but it is also banging. And I'm just a good foods fan from way back. I really like what they do.
But then they made that ranch dressing that you hate.
Was that from Good Foods?
Yeah.
No, that was food. No, that was not them. I'm going to go look because it's still in the fridge. I've been using it, trying to, because it tastes good. It's just so thin. That ranch dressing is best taste is plant-based.
That's right.
Yes. Good Foods, I enjoy their dips. They're usually cauliflower and almond-based, and they're really delightful.
Okay.
And yes, so this dip, I wrote some notes down. Let's just see. I said it has a nice creamy texture and this great dilly pickle flavor with chunks of dill pickle in it.
Yeah.
And I loved it with Ruffles for dipping.
Yeah. I liked it with Ruffles. I liked it. I ate it with Ruffles for like a good 20 minutes just standing up eating it. And then I switched to carrot sticks and I felt like a real healthy boy eating the carrot sticks with it. I got to say, I didn't get a very dilly vibe from it.
Yeah, not a ton of dill. A lot of pickle.
I didn't get a pickly vibe.
There were hunks of pickle in it.
Okay. I'm acknowledging that, and I'm saying that it's not too pickle imbalanced for me. Like, it still felt like I was eating, like, a ranch variant, but thick enough to be a delicious, satisfying dip.
Well, I'm on their website now. because I wanted to get the ingredients list. And this is their newest addition to their line. It was the top of the page. And I'm looking at the nutrition facts. So it is cauliflower based. And they use pumpkin seeds in this one. I think it looks like it might be nut-free, friends.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cauliflower water, oil, relish, but it's like a savory relish. It's not sweet.
Okay.
Pumpkin, vinegar, sugar, mustard, dill, nooch. Yeah, it's
got it all.
It's nut-free, except, which is exciting.
Yeah. I mean, it has it all going for it.
Yes, it's got it going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's delightful. If you find... It's got it going on. It's got it going...
It gets busy. brings it.
This dip drops it like it's hot.
Yeah. Dare I say it goes there?
It's the go-there-iest.
Oh, the end. The end.
I miss the N. What a time. Everything on the N was...
That's not true.
Perfect programming.
It's not true.
Oh, but I watched all
you
of it.
You did watch all of it.
Even the bad ones. Yeah.
You watched Instant Star.
Yeah, I did. I watched all of it. It was delicious.
There was one that was a girl's name. I forget what it was.
Oh, I don't remember. Okay.
Got Degrassi. It. I'm there for Degrassi. Mm-hmm. Still.
Yeah.
Still watch Degrassi. There's a whole channel on Pluto. Nice. It's just Degrassi back to back to back to back to back. Back to Bassy.
Nice.
All right.
All right. So on a scale.
Yeah.
Of
sure.
One.
Why did you look at me?
To
like?
Five.
Five.
1 to 10.
Okay.
Teen dramas on the N. How many teen dramas on the N would you give Good Food Deal Pickle Dip?
I got to say, I'm so nervous because I think about this a lot. It's embarrassing that I think about this a lot, but I sometimes like, so I have anxiety that may not surprise any listener.
You?
Yeah. But that anxiety manifests in me waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning every morning and having like an anxiety moment. And sometimes it's something that I can like put away pretty quickly, put back in the drawer and go back to bed. Sometimes it's like I'm up for the day. Like that's it. So can't predict what it is, but I can predict, like I wake up and I have that thought and then I'm like, I bet it's 4 o'clock, and I look over and it's 4 o'clock and like clockwork. Ha ha ha. One of the thoughts that I had during one of these moments was, am I going to stop liking this Good Pickle Dip like I stopped liking the jalapeno dip that we praised? And that stop liking is a severe term.
Right, right.
Like, but it was the most amazing dip in the world.
And then you were like, it's just good.
Right. And I woke up at 4 a.m. and my anxiety manifested in, am I going to feel that way about this dip?
I'm going to say this. Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
The stakes are very low. It's just dip.
That's what I was about to say.
Okay, good.
It was an easily fileable one.
Did you go back to sleep?
I did go back to sleep.
I love it. Good. Well, I don't love it, but I like that you went back to sleep.
I mean, all you can do is... Learn to work with it, you know,
mm-hmm.
work through it. So all that said, the fact that I was so worried about would I not love this so much is all you need to know that it's 10. It's a 10. It's a perfect dip. 10 teen dramas on the end.
Yeah, same.
It's a 10.
Same. Great taste, great texture. I also, the ingredients, I didn't feel like, I mean, I was dipping Ruffles, but
yeah,
like the ingredients, no sneaky coconut oil, which listeners will know I'm trying to avoid when I can. Yeah, so good. So I could like feel okay about eating it. Like I didn't feel like I was setting back my goals with my heart health.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Hey, I want your heart. I hope that I contribute to your heart health as well.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish Valentine's Day was every day.
Me too. It is in this house. It
doesn't seem that way because your argument for Halloween is that it's longer than Valentine's Day. So just, you seem like you're trying to jump on a bandwagon that you had the opportunity to build with me.
Yeah.
And now you're seeing how well I've built it. And it's like a hot rod.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like flames are coming out the back. There's like... beautiful people spilling out of it.
Mm-hmm.
All the angel cosplay that you want is happening on there. including Baby Connor.
Instant stars playing instant on a stars. Little.
Yep. No, the instant star herself is on the float as well. It's a float.
Whoa. Nice.
Float. It's a whole parade in one float.
Wow. That's some float.
Yeah. So I don't fault you for wanting to get on it.
No.
I do have to call out that you did not want to help me build it.
No. And that's on me.
So you give it a 10.
10.
Great. Great. Do you want to have a snack?
God, yes.
Okay. All right. So here I am. I saw these at the Target.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was shopping at the Target and I came across a pretty glass display of yogurt, dairy-free, ooey by Yoplait. Fruit on the bottom. And is this Greek yogurt? I don't know. I don't think it is.
I know. Oh. It's French style yogurt.
Oh.
Which my grandma is French and her husband, my papa Yi, loved yogurt, and he would eat French style yogurt every morning because they were in France, so it was just yogurt for them.
Ah.
And I got to tell you that French style yogurt is like something very special.
Okay.
It's like it's very creamy, and I feel like I don't know, it has like a really special flavor.
Well, then this is a big day for you.
Yeah, but I was a child, so it's been a minute. I think you might want to stab into this.
I think that this is a pretty special looking container. Becky, I would just caution you to be mindful of where this is placed on a shelf.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's glass.
It is glass. These were $1.69 at the Target, and it looks like something you would spend $1.69 on.
Yeah. So it's made from coconut cream.
Okay.
It's
in French, it's coconut creme.
Yes, that's correct. Yes. And then it's got like a mango jam at the bottom.
Is it
kind
a jam
of situation? Or a jam? Yeah, it's a jam.
What's the difference?
Jam's got more texture. Jelly is like more pectin and like less like pieces of fruit. Okay. And then preserves has like a ton of fruit.
I have not had a fruit on the bottom yogurt. Say oui to yourself is on the underside of the foil. I have not had.
I'm stirring case you're hearing that noise.
If I could make the point.
Yeah, sorry.
I have not had fruit on the bottom yogurt. What are you doing?
I'm stirring it in.
Oh my God, no. The point that I was just about to make. I've not had fruit on the bottom yogurt.
Oh, no.
I have not had fruit on the bottom yogurt. If I could please make this fucking point. Since I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
When it was Dannon's fruit on the bottom yogurt. That was the whole marketing gimmick, was that it was fruit on the bottom yogurt. And I used to love digging the spoon all the way down and doing like an excavation.
Oh.
Where you're getting like the top layer of yogurt and then the little reservoir of fruit at the bottom. And you'd pull it out, it'd be intact, like you were taking a slice of land. And you could see all of the history of the tectonic plates and stuff.
I'm sorry.
And you would eat it together.
I'm laughing at how thoroughly I just demolished that.
Interrupting me, describing what I love about fruit on the bottom yogurt. Like, loudly ruining it.
Just comically.
Well, maybe I'll get to do it on the one that I bought just for myself for my private time. Hopefully I like it.
It does have that texture that I remember.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Very coconutty.
It is. The coconut flavor comes through. And I feel like a lot of these like thicker yogurts are coconut based. And you get the texture, which is great, but they always taste like coconut. And with the mango, it works. But I feel like sometimes you just want it to taste more neutral.
Counterpoint. So Delicious, I feel like, does not taste like coconut. They're little cups. They don't have fruit on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently that doesn't matter to you. So I'm going to... I don't hate this. I like it.
Can I have another bite?
Oh, one more?
Yeah, I do. It's good.
I think it's great. I love it.
The texture is great, and the mango flavor.
I like that we're aligned on it, too.
It's so lovely.
Aligned on how it tastes, not aligned on how to eat it.
And it comes in these cute little jars that I can't wait to wash and like reuse for
stuff. I'm going to put my little plants in there. I'm going to put my little propagations in there. Mm. I got a whole life cycle plan for these things.
Ooh, there's little chunks of mango. Mm-hmm. Gosh, I'm having a nice time.
Yeah. See, we finally got there. Finally got to
It's a like nice Poppy Gee is in the room with me. Honestly, though, when... So I looked up Wii while you were getting the jar from the fridge. And when I saw that it was French-style yogurt, it, like, threw me back to sitting in that kitchen with him. Mm-hmm. And, like, sharing yogurt in the morning before, like, heading out to do stuff with them during the day.
Well, I like that memory, but I sure hope Poppy Gee is not in the room with us right now. Because it's close to spooky day. And I don't like thinking about that sort of thing. Mm. Like a conjuring type thing.
He was great. He used to do magic tricks for me.
But if he was a ghost in the room with us right now, that might mean that he had unfinished business.
And he used to bend spoons because my granny had a silver spoon collection, mm-hmm. and he got in trouble.
Bending spoons is also a supernatural thing as well.
Not with his mind.
Do you think
he just showed me that it was possible, and I was like, that's cool. And then he got in trouble for showing me that.
Do you think he was a ghost even then, maybe, is what I'm suggesting.
Ooh, maybe.
Maybe there's a little Poppy Gee in us all. Mm,
maybe.
Do we have a letter?
We do.
From Poppy Gee.
Carolina writes, "Hi, Dave and Becky. Came to say, loved the latest episode. I can't really watch very tortury movies because I'm a sensitive person. I feel really bad when I try. And have been wondering what the Saw movies were about. Appreciate the recap. Now I can pretend that I have watched them and impress my teenage kids."
Oh, Carolina. I would not take my description of what happened in those movies. Just don't confidently say that that's what happens in those movies.
Also, when I heard you say that Smarties were vegan, I went, what? Because I used to love Smarties, so thank you also for the clarification that it is not the same thing where you're at. Big hugs all the way from Sweden.
Big hugs back. Thank you.
Yeah. Very nice. Big hugs.
Do they have Halloween in Sweden? Don't look at me like that. I don't know. You're looking it up. After looking at me like that, you're looking it up.
Well, I was listening to a podcast today. And she was saying that she enjoys Halloween in England because the costumes, like here, it's a lot of like, for adults, it's empty. The costumes are like sexy nurse or whatever. But she was saying in the UK, it seems like the focus is more on like bloody.
Uh-huh.
Like it's not a sexy nurse. If you're a nurse for Halloween, you're a nurse covered in like blood. Yeah. And it's just like a different kind of vibe. And mm-hmm. so I was wondering if in Sweden what the vibe is.
Well, I'll say I saw A Haunting in Venice in the theaters and I really enjoyed it, and that takes place during a Halloween party, and that's in Venice, which is in Italy, if you didn't know that.
Yeah,
I'm saying it happens in other countries.
Yes,
I'm just making sure you know that.
It looks like
it didn't even originate in the U.S.
I can't see anything that's very different about it, but Carolina, I would love to hear if there is anything about Halloween in Sweden that's like unique to Sweden or feels like very, very special to you. Because as I said, it's my favorite holiday and I'm happy to keep talking about it in November.
But nothing too scary.
Yeah, don't scare me. I don't and like, no jump scares.
Nothing Midsommar related. And I don't think that happened in Sweden.
Carolina, thank you for the letter. And thank you all for listening. Oh, hey, if you'd like to write us a letter, write to us at talkintofupod@gmail.com. That's talking without the G. Or you can slide into our DMs, talkintofupod on Instagram. I read and respond to every single one. Just ask Carolina. And if you're enjoying the show, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out. And we just love reading those 5-star reviews. We will even read yours on the pod.
Yeah.
And do us a big favor and tell a friend about us. Word of mouth is the number one way that people discover our little show. And if you want to support the show, another way you can do that is by picking up some Talkin' Tofu merch. You can get a mug, a tee, a sticker, and more in our Tee Public shop, teepublic.com/talkin-tofu. And I am gluing glitter on Instagram and Threads. You can find my recipes, including that buffalo dip, at glueandglitter.com.
I'm Line Leader on all the things, and Line Leader was taken on TikTok.
Talkin' Tofu is a production of Caddington Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats. Happy Halloween!
Wait, it's over.
Oh, Halloween. Dang it.
I'm bending your spoon from the grave.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.